Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A one-game version of the picks before the real deal tomorrow. One game. Greg, tee it up for us.
Lions hosting the Green Bay Packers NFC North Division matchup on Amazon's Thursday Night Football. Lions favored by 3.5 points at Ford Field. Jim.
The Lions are good enough to win this football game. They've got the offense to possess the ball, to finish drives, to keep the defense off the field. And they've got the defense to force turnovers against Jordan Love. The Lions win, but they sweat it out. I'll take the Packers and the points. A classic Stoney, if you will.
Yeah, thanks, Stoney. I think this is a game where the Lions really impress. And I don't think it's one where they just totally run away with it. And that's not what I'm saying. I think they impress because of the injuries that they have sustained. And I was going through this yesterday, and there was a lot of people that I talked to who said, you know, God, it really sounds like you're worried about this game. And I think I don't know what I was doing yesterday to make everybody so worried. This is an offense that can hit at every level. I've said that many times. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They've got backs that can catch, tight ends, wide receivers at every single level. This is a dominant offense. Let's not forget that. Special teams. Did you guys see that Sione Vaki is the leading vote getter for the Pro Bowl in special teams? I didn't see that until last night, and I thought, oh, wow. You know, it's just another reason why this special teams is special and unique. Defensively, even though they're banged up, is this not a better defense still, right now, than they were at an NFC championship run last year? I think it is. And it's mainly because of the secondary. That's where they're healthy. They went to the NFC championship game with a 30th ranked defense in terms of pass defense. This is going to be a Lions win. They're going to cover, and it's not going to be sweating it out. Give me the damn Lions.
When I got home from work,
yeah,
and Colin said, do you want to go to the game? And I said, oh, you know, yeah, but how much? Well, then he proceeded to go on basically what you just said and explained all the reasons why they can win and they're going to win.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous because of all the injuries.
He's a believer.
However, I'm going to choose the Packers. He is a believer.
Wait, however. So that's not however. You are going to just pick the Packers.
I am.
Huh. Hater.
I'm not a hater.
John, I'm not sure that this team is as good as the 2022 defense currently, but the Lions offense will outpace the Packers.
23 defense.
Aaron Glenn devises a game plan from what he has. Lions.
Okay.
So, Heather, are you picking them to lose or just not against the spread?
Well,
are you pulling a cookie?
Yeah. What is the spread? 3.5?
Yes. Are you saying the Packers will win this game?
Outright.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
You don't need to do that.
But it's going to be close.
Yes, it's going to be a close game. No. I know I'm not as confident. No, I'm not.
Not nearly as confident, Colin.
No, he's very confident.
All right, so I feel like this is like the Texans game all over again. And the spread in that game was 3.5, and they won by 3. However, the Detroit Lions have been absolutely unbelievable at covering the spread after they don't cover the spread the last 2 years. It's almost like they don't lose two in a row. They cover. They don't not cover twice in a row, you know? So,
but the last time they didn't cover back to back was last year against the Bears and the Packers late in the season.
I hear you. So I think what John said about the defense, I don't think it's better, but I think it's equal to last year's, because actually the last game, I thought the second half, the Lions defense looked like it did last year. That was my one of my big takeaways. Yep. The secondary is better, but there's no Hutch. And so I think it neutralizes everything. And I think this is going to play out like the two playoff wins last year against the Rams and against the Buccaneers. It's going to be a very tight game. I lean on the Lions winning somewhere between 4 and 6 points. Okay. Therefore, they cover.
And that
is our pick.
One pick. The rest tomorrow. Let's get to the news.